Proclamation number 5409 of 10th of June, 1952. Mentally blind ones cannot tolerate sudden light. People languishing in spiritual darkness cannot tolerate sudden light, and they cover their eyes when they are struck by a ray of light. The absolute faithless person cannot grasp the pure truth if it is offered to the one unprepared, for spiritual knowledge is a subject which is to be entered consciously, i.e., only the will to experience it makes the one capable of receiving it. But anyone who walks in complete darkness obviously has his mind turned towards the world, and his eyes are attuned to it and receive no other light than what shines towards them from the earthly world. Before the human being recognizes the truth, the one must have dealt with it, but this also requires a turning of their thoughts towards this spiritual realm. Also, an unbeliever can certainly listen to information about spiritual things when given to the one. He then can be touched by certain thoughts, but now his will decides whether he persists with the thoughts and they impress him to the point where he continues to pursue them and finally allows himself to be captured by them. The spiritual eye thus gets slowly used to looking into the light, and then its rays can become increasingly brighter and more luminous without now blinding and dazzling the human being. But anyone who stands in the light cannot comprehend ever having preferred darkness, and therefore he eagerly endeavors to carry light into the darkness and to have an enlightening effect wherever he can. But it is far worse wanting to bring the truth to a person who is completely filled with erroneous teachings. This person is in a constant flashing of light, as it were, which always fades away and is therefore all the more glaring. But such a bright flash of light is followed by a that much deeper darkness, so that the human being can no longer find a way out. But he is also not satisfied with the soft glow of light. He misjudges the true light. He passes by the pure truth because he does not look for it where it is to be found, and because his spiritual eye has no visual acuity, for the illusionary light destroys it, just as the pure truth, the divine light, strengthens the eye and makes it capable to recognize everything in the darkness as well as in the kingdom of light, and thus there is no wall for the spiritual eye which it cannot penetrate. The person who stands in the right light of the eternal truth can grasp the deepest wisdom. But this person must be a believer and full of love. The flame of love will spread a glow, a light which shines brightly through the darkness and which always lets a beneficent strength be felt wherever a still blind eye endeavors to see. However, the light must not all of a sudden be brought close to this blind person in the spirit. Loving understanding for the one's spiritual weakness, for the one's blind condition, must bring about loving help. Now and then a ray of light and love must touch the one, which then will also tear the veil from his eyes for sure, and the initial twilight now proves to the human being that the right light is to be found in the acceptance of the truth, and the one will long for truth himself. Amen.